first of all, if you would, Craig, tell me your name and position with the organization.
Craig Huffines, Executive Vice President of the American Hereford Association.
All right, we're here at your media event, which I understand is the first time that you've really done one of these, and we really appreciate the opportunity to get to know more about the breed and what you're doing in the organization today. I think for people who don't know, it's interesting to know how long this, not just the organization, but the breed itself has been around, some of the history. Can you just give us a sense of that? I think did I hear you say that it's either the or one of the oldest ag organizations in the country?
That's right, Chuck. As we understand it, the American Hereford Association was formed in 1881, and it was the oldest organized incorporated organization in the country, agricultural organization. And obviously Hereford cattle, Shorthorn, and Angus were imported in the early 1800s, but it was the Hereford Association that formally organized first. And from that standpoint, you know, there's 150 years of history and transition, of which probably the most change has occurred in the last, say, 10 or 15.
Yeah, it sounds like you've had a lot of things happening, and some of that is the research that you're working on right now, which I know, talking about the Heterosis Research Project, when you look at that kind of research that you're doing, give us a little overview of the scope of that, and what are some of those key projects?
Well, we're investing largely in research that will document the value of our genetics used in planned crossbreeding systems. And one of the things we realize we have to do in order to get the commercial producer back to Hereford genetics that may have left it 20 or 30 years ago, we've got to prove our product. And so not only are we investing heavily in breed improvement programs, but we are doing research with folks like Harris Ranch Beef Company in California, Amana Colonies in Iowa, Circle A Angus in Missouri, and a host of test herds around the country to document the value of these cattle economically through the system.
With the research that you're doing, I think maybe you said it, it's not so much that you're trying to show an us versus them type of situation, because in fact, from especially with the Heterosis research, what you're finding is that there's an opportunity to sort of work together for all producers' benefit.
Well, that's right. It no longer can producers survive in this industry using one particular breed. We're leaving way too much on the table in productivity if we choose to go in that direction. And I think some of our research is proving that out. You know, we've known a lot about heterosis for many, many years. It's a forgotten science. So what we're doing is we are re-quantifying the impact of a rotational crossbreeding system, Angus cow base, Hereford bulls, or vice versa. And so that's really where the incremental economics are going to kick in using these genetics together.
Besides the research that you're doing, you also have a product branding program that I know we're going to learn a little bit more about. So I don't have all my questions in order, but if you would just make a comment about how things are going with your certified Hereford beef brand.
Well, we're into our 12th year, so no longer are we considered a startup or a fledgling company. We formed Certified Hereford Beef LLC back in 1995 when we launched the brand. And we decided that we were going to have to get into consumer marketing to create the pull demand necessary to eliminate some discounting, some deep discounting on feeder cattle that we had been experiencing. In that time frame, we've seen exponential growth. This past year, there were 230,000 carcasses certified under the program, processed through two packing companies, National Beef and Greater Omaha Packing Company. There were over 450,000 live animals that contributed to that carcass mix. And we sold 37.5 million pounds into about 40 different states. So it's no longer fledgling. It has some real wheels under it. And our challenge now is how do we continue to supply this growth? Because there's not enough black baldies at this point to supply the demand.
Wow. Well, that's amazing. And to support all of the activity that you've got, can you tell us what kind of a staff the organization has to make all this happen?
Well, we break it into about four different entities within the Hereford umbrella. We have a American Beef Registry Association, which we talked about, that does services for other breed organizations. So we have some staffing for that. Certified Hereford Beef has six employees and growing. We will likely have 10 employees in the next 2 to 3 years. We have a tremendous breed improvement staff led by Jack Ward, who you've met. So there's total employees under the whole Hereford umbrella is right at about 40, including our field service. So we get a lot done with not a lot of people. And so our challenge is time and energy that we can devote to it. So we focused. We focused on research, and we focused on breed improvement and consumer marketing.
Well, and you also have your own publication, Hereford World, and as I learned, that's not the only thing you publish. You're actually, it's almost like you have your own publishing company that's also doing that for other organizations as well.
That's right. We diversified Hereford Publication Incorporated. We have the people, the expertise, and the equipment. So you might as well provide that expertise to others who are willing to pay for the service. And so we're doing work for the Maine Ongeo Association, North American Elk. We do newsletters for a variety of different state organizations and certainly sales catalogs for a variety of breeders. So it's a nice profit center for us.
What would you most like people to know about American Hereford Association if they're just not familiar, and you could just give them one, I don't know, not a one-sentence description, but a short description of what they should most know in your opinion?
Well, I think the first thing is that the perception of the breed and of the organization is of an old school breed that's maybe reluctant to change. And I think what we need to show and demonstrate is that's not the case. We've got a very young, aggressive staff and very committed breeders that remain in this business and are making leaps and bounds change for the benefit of the industry, not just for Hereford, but of the industry. And so we're very in tune with what's happening out there in terms of cost of production, feed, fuel, fertilizer, and we're trying to put programs together to address those issues so we've got a product that's viable and robust.
Well, I'm looking forward to another pleasurable eating experience, which, as I understand it, is one of the goals of the Certified Hereford Beef branding program for consumers. So I can already had one, so I'm hoping for another one here. Well, thank you very much, Craig, for the opportunity for us to come in and bringing us in to do this. I think it's a great idea. Applaud Dave Melhoff and all of your staff for the hospitality that you've shown us. We're here in Kansas City, American Hereford Association. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.